Welcome to Biz Rocket Radio with Stone Payton and John Baker. John Baker is a certified financial planner with a Master's of Science in Personal Financial Planning. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. owns the certification mark CFP, Certified Financial Planner, TM and CFP, and in the U.S., which it awards to individuals who successfully complete the CFP board's initial and ongoing certification requirements. John Baker offers financial planning and securities through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1675, Atlanta, Georgia, 30338. This program is for information purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of or offer to buy or offer to sell securities or investment advisory services. Information in this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable. We do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. When considering any registered security products, seek a prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional regarding any specific situation. And now, get ready for Biz Rocket Radio. Here's Stone Payton and John Baker.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Rocket Radio. This is John Baker on another Wednesday morning here at Biz Rocket, our Alpharetta studios. We've got a guest with us this morning who's going to share some ideas on some tax information and also chat a little bit about his firm. Biz Rocket Radio is a show where we get a chance to chat with executives and business owners here in the Atlanta area, learn a little bit from some of the challenges that they've had, some of the successes that they've had, and hopefully give our listeners something to chew on. And hopefully we'll get a good bit of that today. Our guest is Rob Tamburi, and Rob is a CPA and has his MBA as well as a managing partner with the Atlanta office CPA accounting firm Baylog and Tamburi, and they're an LLC. So welcome in, Rob.
Good morning. Thanks, John.
So, Rob, maybe you could give us a little bit of background on kind of where you came from and how you got to where you are now.
Sure. Been a CPA since the early 90s. Started out my career at Deloitte up in New York. Spent a bunch of time on Wall Street with Bear Stearns. Moved here in 1995 to take a bunch of private financial positions, mainly in a CFO capacity. And before I went out on my own a few years ago, I was the CFO for a local wealth management company for almost 10 years.
Great. And so now you're working mainly with, I guess, business owners, and you got a niche with, I think, some chiropractors and some service organizations, right?
That's correct. When I opened my own firm a few years ago, I said, what is the area that businesses really need help? And it was pretty obvious to me that most people who start businesses are expert technicians. They're great at what they do, but most of them are starved for financial information as it relates to the financial management of their company and related accounting and income tax planning.
Right, yeah. So maybe you could give us a little bit of taxes. You know, we're coming up, people are getting their W-2s and they're starting to deal with taxes. Business owners are starting to have their tax returns kind of finished up. Not a lot of strategic planning, I guess you can do now. It's like the game's over and you're just kind of keeping score at this point. But what kind of things do business owners, A, need to be doing right now in getting ready to deal with taxes? And maybe we could follow that up with some ideas on what business owners may be able to do in 2012 to lessen that bite.
Okay. Great question. Nobody likes to pay taxes. Nobody likes to do their taxes. There's various reasons for that, some beyond the scope of the show, but I think the big problem remains, it's the organization. People are busy, companies are busy, and most companies will tell you their records are not organized. So the big recommendation I have for people is stay organized, get organized now, and most importantly, understand the reporting requirements of what you need to do and what your firm needs to do.
What are some of the things that that people may need to look out for, changes that maybe happened in 2011 that might impact them, and or things that in 2012 you might be able to look at that that may have changed?
Okay. I, in the history of being a CPA, have never seen a code where it's just patched with temporary code changes. You know, I mean, the gridlock in Congress is basically, it's a cliche now, but tax planning has become very, very complicated for our clients because they don't know what the future holds. Everything is patched for 12 months. It's 18 months. It's very, very hard to do any real planning beyond a short period of time. Mm-hmm. Although we have some opinions on where we think the landscape is going to be changing to.
And where would that be?
We're moving into a world much different than our parents and our grandparents. We've come out of a tax environment and a business environment where you always wanted to defer income and take deductions now. One, you had high time value of money. Interest rates were paying something above zero, okay? And we were the largest surplus nation in the world. Whether it's President Obama or any other Republican for that matter, don't be fooled. Taxes are going to be going up. So it's hard to want to pay taxes earlier. But what we believe is going to happen is you're going to want to start taking deductions now, okay? You want to start deferring deductions and taking income now for long-term planning. Because we believe what's going to happen with the code, thanks to technology, is the code will get simplified. We do believe the overall marginal rates will be going down, but like I just mentioned before, it will be sleight of hand, okay? Which means overall people will be paying more, okay? Deductions will be eliminated. I know I get my realtor clients fired up when I say this, but I do believe there's going to be a major change in the home interest deduction. Republicans and Democrats alike are talking about eliminating it and giving it a tax credit. It sounds sexy, but at the end of the day, you'll be getting less power on your interest dollars on those homes, and we feel that's coming very soon.
So if you've got somebody who's making a good income right now and their thoughts are, well, you know, I'm at a 35% income bracket or a 33% income bracket right now. When I retire, I'm not going to need that much money. And won't the marginal brackets stay? Won't they still have the marginal bracket system? Or do you think that's going away as well?
That's too hard to tell. I'm pretty sure the marginal bracket system will still be there. And, of course, we tell clients savings is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And we don't want anyone to just make financial decisions based on their tax situation. That's not the way you should be conducting your life or your business. You know, again, if you're a W-2 worker, unfortunately, you don't have too many options in your kitty to do things. But for the self-employed, managing your income and managing your deductions as it relates to your small business is something that you have in your control. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunately something that most small businesses don't take the time to do.
So help some of these small business owners that are out there in our audience and listening. What are some of the things that they can do to better take advantage of some of these things? I mean, you talked about organization, but what other kind of things should they be doing right now to get everything they can from a tax standpoint?
Well, like you mentioned, by the time tax season rolls around, pretty much 90% of what you could have done, if you would have seen us in the fall, it's too late.
Right.
So what tax planning can be done now for 2012? There's a few things you need to think about. Remember, documentation is your friend, okay? The country's broke. The IRS is actively out collecting back taxes from people. Make yourself, as Rick and I say, bulletproof, okay? Have that travel log. Have that expense log. Someone walks through your door, okay? Be prepared to show your records, okay? One of my favorite expressions is convenience is expensive. Simplicity is expensive. Okay, maybe you've been a Schedule C. Okay, well, talk to your CPA and find out, should you be an LLC? Should you be an S-Corp? What are the tax planning strategies around that? Doing a Schedule C, one, you'll pay a very high tax rate, and two, the risk of being audited is substantially higher because the IRS knows that you're reporting all your own numbers and deductions on that, and they'll be more than happy to come down to your offices and take a look to see what you're doing.
Make sure the T's are crossed and
correct.
The I's are dotted, right?
Correct.
So what are some of the mistakes that people are making as a business owner, whether it's a small business or maybe a small to medium-sized business? What kind of mistakes do you see happen on a regular basis?
I see two things over and over again. Again, convenience is expensive. As a company grows, they want to bring on people to help them with their workload. And 9 times out of 10, they'll automatically make somebody an independent contractor.
Right.
They don't look into the ramifications. Is it really an employee or is it really an independent contractor? And there's a lot of ramifications about that. Besides the fact that you're not paying your payroll taxes, classifying somebody as an independent contractor, that person will not be eligible for unemployment if they leave, leave the job that they've been hired to do. And people don't understand that when you're also an independent contractor, you can't have control. It's one of the big things. You can't have control over the employee. They're pretty much free to set their own schedule. The IRS has a whole list of things, but that's what they do. They make people independent contractors to save on the taxes, and then what happens is they either come back knocking, saying they're really an employee in disguise, and that candidly, it's just not correct.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, because I know that mm-hmm. there are many people that I've run into that are kind of startups. They're doing it on their own. They're starting to grow a little bit, and because business is so up and down and hiring somebody as an employee is a more expensive kind of process, they have a lot of this 1099 stuff. So when is 1099, when is an independent contractor the right way to go?
Again, a great question. There's 20 items on this IRS list about things you need to look at. And again, each one is not really weighted more than the other. There's nothing wrong with having a 1099 quote worker, and it won't necessarily be incorrect. They're free to set their own schedules. You need to give them deadlines to get work done by a certain period of time. They're able to come and go as they please. You can't make them be at your office a certain range of time. You can't really much give them performance reviews. The best way to think of that is to hire them as a company. Think of them as a vendor that you've brought into your company.
Mm-hmm.
To go back, the other thing that people do too is as they grow, small businesses, they have a lot of things in common. And they're usually run by men or women with excellent sales skills and usually a great ego to follow. Because they're so good at what they do, they begin not wanting to deal with a lot of the things that, unfortunately, as a day-to-day business owner, you need to deal with. So they may hire a bookkeeper, or they may hire someone to handle some of their basic accounting.
Yep.
What happens is, the more successful the owner becomes, the more they rely on the, quote, trusted bookkeeper.
Right.
And a mistake they make is too much reliance on the bookkeeper, and fraud and theft is substantially higher at small businesses than large businesses, but it's normally kept out of the media because the business is trying to protect their reputation. So my advice there is you can't give up control of the money. Send your bank statements to your house. Don't have the same person signing checks as the person who's reconciling the bank statements.
Gotcha. Yeah, sage advice. So tell us a little bit more about your firm and how you guys work and who do you work with. What's your main target market that you like working with?
Okay. The CFO market for what I call micro businesses in the million to 10 million space is the key area of our services when we're not doing tax returns, okay?
Right.
These are the companies that started a business to be the plumber, to be the electrician, to be the beauty salon, whatever, and most of them don't have any financial help. So what we do at Baylog and Tamburi is based on the client need, we will go in weekly, we will go in monthly, or we will go in quarterly, and we'll work directly with the owner to help them understand the nuances of their financial strategies of their company. And this relates to various things. Most of the time, a business owner, if they're making money, they're happy. But how do they know if they're making the appropriate margins? How do they know their largest client isn't a loser? They don't. They're out selling. They're doing what they're doing. So at Baylog and Tamburi, part-time or virtual CFO services, depending where the client's located, is the core business. In addition to that, I'm the tax partner for Georgia and Florida, and Rick is the audit partner and the forensic partner. And we know a lot about these bookkeeper stories firsthand. Rick smells them out in Jacksonville, and pretty soon we're going to be smelling them out in Atlanta, I can tell you that.
Right. What kind of issues has he found that have been just, scenarios that you can't believe? I mean, there's got to be some great stories going through that stuff.
He's like a Columbo. He can go in 5 minutes and detect whether someone's stealing from the company.
Really?
A couple of key things you want to think about when you go into a small company, vacation policy. If the bookkeeper is, quote, too busy to ever take a full week off, 90% chance they're stealing from you in some form of capacity.
Really?
That is correct.
So it's a red herring
cover,
right there.
They want to cover their trails. Huh. They want to make sure no one is popping in to do anything while they're out. The warning signals there normally are sales are way up, but where's my money?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, something doesn't smell right.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a bunch of things, but it's normally the, you know, the nice middle-aged lady who is having a nice lifestyle outside of the office.
Cooking the books.
And why that's important is the business owners are not taking the time to understand the financial areas of their business.
Okay, so but this is a challenge that you must have because, like you said, a lot of business owners, that's the A, they don't want to, B, they're not good at it. So how do you go in and how do you address that in a way where they're going to start paying attention to the things that they need to pay attention to? You're kind of pushing them down a road they don't necessarily want to go in.
Correct, and that's why they should use outsourced CFO services. At a very minimum, if a company is running, quote, efficiently, we have a quarterly review plan where we go in with the business owner and we review their financials for that past quarter, and we pose challenging questions to them about what worked this quarter, what didn't work, what's happening with your margins, to keep it in front of their face. Because you're right, they're not supposed to be looking at their financials every 2 minutes. They're out busy doing what they're doing. But just like employees have things on their desk that they don't like to do every day, business owners have to stay involved with their financial statements and the financial matters of their company. They don't have a choice.
Now, aren't most organizations that provide CPA services and accounting services doing that kind of thing?
We don't think so, and that's been good for us. We find, you know, one of the things that differentiates us is, besides that, we're very comfortable in the gray area, and we really view ourselves as advisors with our clients. What we do is we are proactive future thinkers, okay? We're not just historic bean counters. Anybody can count the beans. You know, one of the things that's changing about technology, we think the tax business is going to really change in the next 10 years. We think for most individuals, the government is going to do most of your taxes for you. In fact, it's already changing. Companies this year need to report all their credit card sales are going to go separately to the IRS, and that's just going to continue down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So what people need today is they need a CPA that isn't just interested in crunching numbers in February, but it's going to work with the business owner throughout the year to be that tax advisor so that company can make the better decisions. And those need to be done in November and December, not in February.
Yeah. What can business owners start doing now? I mean, what kind of things, besides getting their books in order, quarterly meetings or certain types of expenses that they should be paying attention to that they're not? I mean, obviously, a lot of what it sounds like you guys have done is help people to understand, okay, where is the money actually going? And is it going to somebody's pocket besides yours, which is critical? You know, a lot of business owners, I would imagine, even think of that.
Well, taxes aside, cash flow management is very, very critical for a company. Just because you're selling something doesn't mean you have cash in your pocket. So they have to manage their AR. You know, that's one of the things that we've been blogging about recently. You got to monitor your profit margins. Basically, what I tell companies to do is come up with the 5 or 6 key things you want to know about on a monthly or quarterly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And let us, or your other CPA for that matter, get those numbers or that information in front of you so you can manage your business.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Another thing that you need to do, let's talk about tax code specifically. A lot of small businesses don't know that Section 179, it's a specific code in the tax law, allows you to deduct in full certain types of fixed assets that you purchase for your business this year. And it's, you know, computers, furniture. So what happens is most businesses are reactive. They're not proactive. And, you know, why buy that piece of machinery in January when it makes sense to buy it in December to save on your taxes currently? And that is where the planning comes. Think about what your business needs to do, but be smart about it from a planning strategy. And you can't do your planning in February. And to be fair to most CPAs, we're too busy in February to really give you the planning time you need. It needs to be done while the calendar year is still open.
Hmm. And what are your thoughts on, I mean, obviously we're in a scenario where come December we got another issue with the tax code and this kind of grandfathered clause that ends at the end of 2012 and 2013. Right now, we're supposed to revert back to, I guess, 01 tax law, right? Tax
that is code. Correct.
So what do you see happening in that, in your best crystal ball impression, I guess? And what are you suggesting that people start taking tax implications this year and hold on to deductions maybe for 2013, where it may be a higher bracket if people start getting into?
Two things. One, I want to just begin to change people's mentality about how they view taxes. Right now, things are so convoluted. You know, it may be 3 or 4 years before a lot of these changes go into effect.
Right.
Okay. So what can you do for the current year? Let me tell you how bad it is. Okay. They passed a payroll tax cut extension that expires February 29th. Okay. Payroll companies and CPAs want to know what's going to happen March 1st. That's 6 weeks away.
Right.
This is how on the cuff, reactive, and dysfunctional the code has become. Do I see the code getting reverted back to the what they call the pre-Bush cuts? I don't know. I think there's going to be pressure to do something to help stimulate the economy, regardless of who gets in. But I can't really tell you whether the cuts are going to be reversed back. I think that they may be reversed back partially, but then again, sleight of hand, change of deductions, where, again, you don't really know what you're paying.
Right, right. And what kind of communication do you guys have with your clients that are, maybe you're not in there every month or every quarter. Are you doing, you said you're blogging, are you doing webinars, are you doing newsletters? How do you stay in touch with your clients?
Well, the phone is always our best friend. We'll mm-hmm. call a client anytime there's an issue that we need to discuss with them. I blog things on our site that what I call are incredibly relevant to a client. You know, we don't post tax numbers and forms and facts like a lot of our competitors do. You know, that's why they're hiring us. Rob, Rick, you deal with it, okay? What we put on our blog are things the business owner needs to start thinking about as it relates to how they're running their business. And if a company's not making money, or if a company's making a lot of money, it's only because of one of three things. It's either priced right, the cost is appropriate for its business, or they're managing their operating expenses effectively. There is no secret in making money in a company.
All right. So if somebody wanted to bring you guys on as a their new CFO, as it were, what would the process be like? How would they meet you on the phone, face-to-face? What would somebody go through?
Well, obviously, we would say hello to them on the phone first, kind of feel our personalities out, but we pretty much get a meeting right away. And If the client, a potential client, already knows that they have a problem, okay, we start asking some probing questions about, you know, what are the difficulties you're facing? Why have you called us in? What do you see at your company that's happening or not happening that you think you need help? Those are the easy sells for us because those clients already know they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So then what we'll do is we'll figure out, you know, the size of the company, where they perceive the issue to be, and then we have a multi-step process that we go through from beginning to end with all our clients. And again, we review the categories. You know, how is your bookkeeping?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my bookkeeping's good. So where's the problem? Well, I seem to be bringing a lot of money in, but we're not making any money. Well, again, is it a pricing problem? What's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
When we're out in the city talking to different people, sometimes they don't know that they need a CFO. So what we'll do again is we'll try to find out, you know, where are they in their business cycle? And, you know, we'll ask some transitionary questions about, you know, where is the company going? Where do you want to take it? And that's why, candidly, tax season is so important for us, because by being in front of the small business owner, it gives us a chance to chat about their numbers and some things that are happening. And it doesn't take us very, very long to come up with some, you know, creative solutions for them to help their business.
What are the kind of answers that you get that trigger this is a perfect person for us? They are in that zone where they really need to graduate away from the bookkeeper to having a CFO.
The complexity of the business goes to the point where, because you can manage something smaller, being the creative entrepreneur, you get to that next level where there's just too many receivables outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
You have too many things that you need to purchase, and no one's staying on top of the purchase orders. Clients aren't paying because the economy is not great, and all of a sudden they want to know where their money is. So it's when they get to that first hump, whether you go to the next level where maybe sales go up or they've hired their first couple of employees, where all of a sudden they're losing control of the financial aspects of their business. And to them, it's revenues up, but I'm not making any more money, or we sold so much last month, where's all my cash?
Right.
What's happening here?
Do you find sometimes that the answer to that question, which is where our sales are up, our revenues seem to be up, but I don't see anything coming out the back end, that they get looser with the checkbook? They start spending on things that maybe they weren't going to spend on before?
Yes. They're either spending too much or they're not spending enough. Mm. What we find is a lot of clients come in one of two areas. Mm-hmm. We have clients that no matter how much money they're making, they're spending more than that. And that's either driven by their own personal psychology or their personal financial spending. They need more money than the company can generate.
Right.
So in that issue, you have a personal spending problem. You don't have a company problem.
Right.
And we'll address that. Or it's the opposite. They hoard the money and they're not putting enough money into research and development or advertising, and they're not putting more money back into the company to grow the company. And that if the company is not growing, it's slowly dying. Mm-hmm. And then we help them see that.
Good. Good stuff. So one of the other things that we like to kind of go through on a regular basis is get an idea of a pearl of wisdom that you could leave us with for our listeners to get from your experiences. What would you say as a pearl of wisdom for our listeners?
A pearl of wisdom, and I've touched on it before, is convenience and simplicity is expensive. If you're lazy about tax planning, it's going to cost you. If you're going to create a bonus plan for one of your employees and you don't base that bonus plan on profitability instead of revenue, just come up with some number that sounds good, it's expensive for you. You need purchasing, and you want to purchase from multiple vendors. If you just get lazy and log on to a site and make purchases, it's going to cost you. Whether that's inventory, you have to put time into planning things that matter for your company because the little dollars add up, especially when you're trying to manage cash flow.
Great. Perfect. So, Rob, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you guys to chat a little bit or ask questions, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Phone, send me an email. We're at flgacpa.com, and we're here in Atlanta and in Jacksonville.
Okay. And phone number?
770-804-6403.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking the time and educating us on some of the things that business owners and individuals need to do around tax time and before, hopefully. And to our listeners, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. Until next week, be safe.
John Baker is a certified financial planner with a Master's of Science in Personal Financial Planning. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. owns the certification mark CFP, Certified Financial Planner, TM and CFP, and in the U.S., which it awards to individuals who successfully complete the CFP Board's initial and ongoing certification requirements. John Baker offers financial planning and securities through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA. SIPC, located at 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1675, Atlanta, Georgia, 30338. This program is for information purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of or offer to buy or offer to sell securities or investment advisory services. Information in this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable. We do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. When considering any registered security products, seek a prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional regarding any specific situation.